This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com. Welcome, and this is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 10/19/20, and this is show number 140. So we had a bit of a sell-off today. Hey, Nick?
Yeah, we had a pretty good little reversal today, and it's really more so on the back of news. Geopolitical news that I believe around, I think it was around 2:30 or so, we got some news sources coming out from the Washington Post saying that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin a deal is not sounding imminent to quote the Post. So again, we just continue to hear about the stimulus deal, and I have to think they're going to try to get something done here. Even Wolf Blitzer from CNN is telling Nancy Pelosi to get a deal done. So we'll see if one does happen. But as of right now, it doesn't look like it's happening today.
Well, she's been getting a lot of blowback from her constituents and from her in Congress, from the Democratic Party. They've been really upset with Nancy.
Yeah, so it seems. And I know there's talk of people looking to actually remove her as being the Speaker of the House. So we'll see what comes of it. Again, I'm in the camp there will be some kind of stimulus deal. I never see the politicians not, giving some money away or something, especially ahead of an election. So I think there'll have to be some kind of a deal made. But again, whether or not it's before the election or not remains to be seen. But most likely, I think it will be before the election, so that people will get some kind of a check ahead of the election or the vote. And they'll say, both sides will say, hey, we gave money out. And, that'll be their logic for getting it done. But as of right now, it's not done. But, overall today, the volume was very, very light in the market. The spiders, trading just 60 million shares. I think we finished with 66 million when it's all tallied out now. But a very, very light volume day. And like I said, the market was up across the board. That's what light volume does. It keeps a buoyant upside market. However, when that news item hit, we did get a pretty good sell-off. So we'll see what we get tomorrow. But the S&P today finishing down by about 56 points, and Dow down over 400. So pretty ugly sell-off. And, we'll see where we are tomorrow. But I would not rule out the drama in this market with the election just 15 days away.
Interesting. Well, I tend to agree with you that stimulus is going to happen. But it's not going to happen easily. It's going to be a painful process, right?
That's right. That's right. But I mean, if they're going to get something done before the election, they have to get it done within the next couple of days. I don't think they'll have enough time to get checks printed and mailed out if that's how they're going to do it. So maybe that's the game plan, is to not have checks printed and mailed out. Maybe they'll just do it digitally. I don't know. But either way, I'm in the camp that something will get done there. It's $1.8 trillion right now. I mean, that's a lot of money. So we'll see what happens here.
All right. So what about gold and silver? So they were trading higher earlier in the day, and they took a hit as well.
Yeah, they inflate and deflate a lot with the market. And, gold futures was just down a point. I mean, they finished at around 1905. It's not really a horror show there, but they were up earlier pretty nicely. And gold futures did come back in. So, we'll leave it at that. I just think we're still looking at a lot of backing and filling, which is just fine with me, because the longer they consolidate, the more likely we are to get pretty good upside down the road.
All right. Anything else? I see that the housing sector is like their optimism's at an all-time high.
Yeah, housing is, I got to say, it's been somewhat resilient, very, very strong. Today, though, the housing stocks did sell off with a lot of other things. They are severely overbought. They're severely extended. So believe it or not, even though I do think, on Main Street, the housing sector will do well. In Wall Street, though, they're overbought at this stage of the game. So let them pull back or consolidate. I would not be a buyer of housing stocks just due to the parabolic move that they've had recently.
All right. So too high to keep away from.
And too high to buy.
Too high to buy. Hey, what's going on with our travel stocks? At one point, that sector looked like it was going to take off, and now it's kind of been dead.
Yeah, I mean, the airline stocks, believe it or not, have held up really, really well. I actually like the patterns that are being formed, especially on Southwest Airlines. So that's one stock that's on my radar. But Delta, Alaska, these are actually holding up pretty well right now. When you look at the hotel stocks, they're a little bit choppy and sloppy, but I don't think there's a lot of downside to them here. So I'm actually looking at those names as well. And then, you know, when you have like the travel sites like Expedia and those names, you know, they're not bad looking patterns either. They just need a bit more consolidation. So airlines, for the most part, are hanging in there pretty well. Hotel stocks are chopping around, as well as the travel websites. They're chopping around as well. But they're well off their lows, and, you know, they're going sideways. And sometimes, you know, they may do that for a little while longer before they make a big move. And don't forget, real quick before I forget, earnings season's underway. I mean, we got a lot of earnings this week. So, you know, you have to take that into account, too. A lot of times you'll get some pauses ahead of these earnings announcements.
All right. Well, we had the idea of just giving Robinhood traders money directly, forget about the rest of the stimulus. So we just give it to the Robinhood traders and they'll make sure the market goes up, right?
Well, I mean, you know, the markets don't always go up, but, you know, right now there's a lot of stimulus in play. There's a lot of money printing that has been done by the central banks, not only here in the U.S., but around the world. So, you know, in my opinion, that's the catalyst for this market going higher. And I've been talking about that since March, and nobody believed me back then, but they're starting to believe it now. So, yeah, we still have all of that in play. So, again, you know, we'll see where we go. But you are facing some election risk headlines here. So you just got to be aware of that. But I think it's all short term stuff.
Well, election risk usually is whomever gets elected. Somehow the market seems just right.
They do. They do. The market always seems to adjust. But I do think that if Biden wins, the market's not going to adjust. I think that, you know, if you increase taxes, especially at this point in time where there's so many companies going out of business, if you increase taxes on people making over $400,000 by 16%, that is just, you know, a death sentence for growth. And, you know, again, markets are not going to like that.
No, definitely not. I think we'll leave it at that. We got off to a little bit of a late start, but that was probably a good thing because we got to see the exact impact of the stimulus deprivation package, exactly what it's causing. And hey, if you haven't done it already, go over to inthemoneystocks.com. Take a look at Nick's trading record. Take a look at the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Send us your emails. We'll get to some more of them later this week. KL@KerryLutz.com. Nick, we'll pick up tomorrow.
Sounds great, Kerry.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.